You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's the 13th day of October. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, first, just a note of thank you for volunteering for so many years to do our programs. I do appreciate it, and I know our listeners do too. Now, let's begin with the Midwest. What do we see for harvest across Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska?
Well, really, some pretty decent weather. We do have some cooler weather coming in. There's going to be a pretty significant shot of cool air coming into the Corn Belt, Midwest, Great Lakes here as we get into, especially tomorrow night and into Thursday and Friday, but it's a dry air mass. We don't expect much weather with it, but we are expecting some temperatures in many areas to be down into the 30s. Hard freezes coming? No, but certainly it will get a little bit nippy. So for harvest operations here for the coming days ahead, nothing too bad.
Turn your attention to South America, where they have put part of their crop in the ground. How is it getting started, and where are places that we need to be concerned about?
Well, Brazil has been drier, and they're going to continue to be dry. There's just not a lot of rain forecasted over most of the key growing areas of Brazil over the next week or so. So that's an area we're going to need to watch. Argentina faring better with rain. Rain chances there a little bit more widespread, a little bit more consistent. So Brazil's the area to keep an eye on.
And speaking of dry places around the planet, Australia has been pretty dry. They have a southern hemisphere wheat crop. I don't think people are horribly concerned about it just yet, but it's not in the best of shape.
Well, it's not. When you get an El Nino year, it's not very good for growing down there in Australia down under. When El Nino gets strong, they tend to get a little bit drier. So that's something to watch through the growing season down there. Now, we do expect some rains in the southwest and the southeast and south central areas of Australia here in the next week or so. So there is some rain in the forecast. It's not a lot, but they'll get a little bit. But dryness is something that could rear its ugly head as the growing season goes on.
On the subject of rain, farmers in Ukraine and Russia might like a little of the wet stuff. Any of that in the offing?
Well, the Ukraine, many areas of Eastern Europe have a good chances of getting wet. From Germany to the Ukraine, down into some of the far western regions of Russia, there's going to be some decent chances for precipitation here. As you get further into Russia, it's going to get a little bit drier. But some of those key areas around Ukraine, they've got a good chance of rain.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Visit our website at willag.org. While you're there, you'll find a link, and actually just a couple of them, one of them to the Farm Assets Conference website. That's farmassetsconference.com. The other directly just to buy tickets. If you're interested, they're $30. Should be a great conference in Normal, Illinois on the 24th day. That's a Tuesday in November. It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. This is where the Commodities Conference normally is. Just a little bit of a transition from the Commodities Conference to the Farm Assets Conference. The morning starts off, actually, if you're a member of the Corn Growers, with their annual meeting. That's at 8 o'clock, and then around 9:30 we open the doors for the Farm Assets Conference. We'll go all day long. Should be a fantastic event. I hope you can make it there. Check out all the details on our website at willag.org. If you can remember, you can also go straight to the website at farmassetsconference.com.